T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Perhaps you've seen this in a public bathroom, or on a utility pole, or a bus shelter, or a street sign. A black and white sticker with a man's face. He has a piercing stare and a goatee. Under the face, the name Vinny. Who is Vinny?
My name is Vinny Raffa. I am from the east side of the United States, New York area. I've been involved with skateboarding 30 years, and I do a lot for kids, and I'm an artist.
Street artists work in the shadows. They are seldom seen. But one day, I won't say where, I spotted Vinny Raffa with his stickers. It was like seeing a unicorn or a leprechaun.
Stickers is... you can put it up somewhere, and you can express yourself. It's like a little billboard. You know, it's like you put it. I put it on toll booths and gas stations and, you know, places people blankly look at it as they're pumping gas and like, I've seen that before. Where did I see that? And like you.
You notice it. I mean, when you see the sticker, it stands out.
Yeah, I'm into design. I have tons of street artists all over the world that do art for me. And these guys are all corporate, work for big companies as graphic artists, and then at night they're anti-establishment.
This kind of street art grew out of pop art.
It's getting more recognized in the art world, and actually art galleries. You know, guys like Andy Warhol and Keith Haran and Shepard Fairey and Banksy. You know, these guys are like guys I look up to. And you know, if Andy Warhol was alive today, he'd be putting his face all over the place.
Vinny Raffa's distinct style is inspired by the artist who conceived of the Obama Hope image. Nearly 30 years ago, Shepard Fairey plastered New York City with black and white images of the wrestler Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant, Shepard Fairey, is like the godfather of street art. You know, like, and Banksy is just a... he's the uncle everyone wants. and Shepard, you know, when I was doing my Dead End Skateboard, Shepard came out with Andre the Giant Has a Posse, stickers, posters, canvases, clothing. Now he does a whole line of clothing that is very big in the urban communities, and it's good stuff. It's it comes from like Russian and propaganda, you know, Italian propaganda, you know, the Russians, the big Russian posters. It's European style art.
Vinny's stickers are all around the globe.
They were in China, they were in Italy, Germany, England, LA. People come up to me, I just came from LA and you're everywhere. How do you do it? And I'm like, I didn't do it. My posse did it. And, you know, I mail out stickers to other guys that do it the way I do it. And they put them up, and they're addicted to it worse than I am.
Vinny Raffa admits technically what he does isn't always legal.
In the city, New York City, it's considered graffiti. They made it in the graffiti category.
Has he been arrested?
Yes. Not bad, though. But I do a lot of charity work. I do a lot for kids. And a lot of police officers are big kids, believe it or not. And when they catch me, they want a picture with me instead of arresting me.
Apparently, he has some fans in New Jersey, too.
One time on the Garden State Parkway, I put up my stickers on the toll booth. And then a couple weeks later, I'd drive by, it's gone. And then I'd put another one up, and then it's gone. So I'm like, oh, they must really hate me here. Then one day I'm at the toll booth, and this guy with the change, you know, clicking the change, comes walking by with this metal square cart, and there was 1,000 of my Vinny stickers on the cart. So they were collecting them for the cart. So I was happy that they collected them. They liked them.
Sometimes people see the resemblance and ask, are you Vinny? Then there's the inevitable second question.
I love when people come up to me and they ask questions. Why? It's always why. Why do you do it? Why do you put your face all over the place?
And why? What do you tell them?
I do it because it's a bad habit. I don't smoke cigarettes. Try it.
But is there a message behind it? Is there something behind it?
Yeah, it's art. It's, you know, enjoy it. You know, I usually put it on back of signs, and that's how you caught me, putting it on the back of a sign so it doesn't destroy the actual sign. And it decorates them. I love when people put their stickers next to it and stuff like that.
Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.